You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Casey Mallon here with Dave Hugh and Need Week at the Football Radio Show. We give you our expert insight analysis and opinions on the top trending stories in the NFL. Dave, are you ready, bro?
I am ready, sir. Lay it on me.
All right. Our next stop, The Trend Zone. In today's episode, we'll talk undefeated teams, fantasy go back starts of the week, survival picks, and of course, a couple of the best games coming up in week 5. But Dave, can't get us started without some tasty nugs, bro. Share with the peoples.
I've got a beauty for the peeps right here, Casey. Through week 4, 47 games have been decided by 8 points or fewer. That is tied for the most in the first 4 weeks of an NFL season in history, tied with 2004. Let's keep it going in week 5.
All right, I brought some nugs to the party too. Hashtag nugs. 5 games this year, bro, have been won by teams which trailed by 10 or more points in the fourth quarter. That's the most. Fourth most, I should say, in NFL history, and I can think of 2 teams. Saints and Chiefs. Sorry. I'm choking, Dave. I just coughed a little bit.
That brings me to my choking nug, third extra nug for the people. My Chargers have been partially responsible for that stat, dude, by choking away 3 games this season. But in games that a team was ahead by 13 or more points in the fourth quarter, the Chargers, 0-2. The rest of the league, 25-0. Unbelievable.
Wow. That's brutal, bro. Not a good way to start it, but hey, we're only 4 weeks in. We've got plenty of season left. Speaking of 4 weeks in, dude, if you're undefeated at this point, over 83% that started 4-0 have qualified for the playoff. Now we're down to just 3 undefeateds. We've got the Broncos 4-0, the Vikings 4-0, and the Eagles at 3-0 coming off a bye. Let's go ahead and look at these Broncos first, bro. Super Bowl champs, defending champs.
Yep.
Looking like it, dude.
Yeah, and they're playing some excellent defense at home. They're favored by 6 in this one. They're arguably the best defense in the league, certainly in the top few teams. And this Falcons team, the way they are lighting it up on the offensive side of the ball, you're looking at one of the arguably the best offense versus the best defense. So it's going to be a showdown. What wins, good offense or good defense? Very interesting.
We're going to find out Sunday, baby.
All right, up next, it's the Texans at the Vikings. Vikings at home, favored by 6 in this one. And the Vikings looking good, dude.
Oh, man, a couple months ago, it was looking so bad, and they make the trade for Sam Bradford, dude, and I always thought this guy could play, just had to stay healthy.
Yep.
He's in that North Turner offense, really getting it, dude, finally starting to develop a rapport with Kyle Rudolph there, dude, missing Adrian Peterson, no problem. McKinnon looked nice on Monday night, but it's that defense where they're making money, dude. They just beat the crap out of some good quarterbacks this year. They did it to Eli on Monday night, too, dude. Brock Osweiler better be careful with that ball, otherwise the Vikings will eat them up. And unfortunately for Texans, no J.J. Watt in this game, dude.
No Watt. That's a bummer, man. They need him.
And then let's go ahead and take a look at these Philadelphia Eagles. They're 3-0 coming off the bye. They're going to Detroit to play the Lions. Lions are 3-point favorites at home.
That's a tough one to fathom. What is Vegas thinking right here? But this Lions team struggling early on in the season. The Eagles, one of the surprise teams with the way Carson Wentz is playing, the way that Eagles defense is playing. They are really doing a great job. Maybe this is one of those equalizer games or something where the records get closer, but it looks like the way the Eagles are playing right now, they may be too much for that Lions team to handle. We'll see how that goes. Casey, moving along, just a little something for our L.A. Rams. All these young quarterbacks playing well in the league right now, and it's not Jared Goff. It's Case Keenum doing it for the Rams.
Yeah, dude, this guy was special in college. He's floated around a little bit in the NFL, but after that week 1 demolishing at San Francisco, he's been playing solid football. And overall, starting with the Rams, 6-2. And he's not got a bunch of big-name receivers out there. Brian Quick, nobody outside of Rams fans has ever heard of him. And Tavon Austin, you might know the name, but he doesn't do a lot downfield. It's all around the line of scrimmage, man. And Keenum's finding ways to make plays and getting this thing done. And he's not gotten a lot of contribution from Todd Gurley yet.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a run-it-and-play defense thing where the quarterback just didn't screw it up. But they're not getting that productivity out of Gurley early on. We expect that to come along. Rams defense really solid up front and keeping them in every football game.
Good on Case Keenum, baby. leading the NFC West there. All right, Dave. Time for the segment the people's love. They clamor for it is the Go Back Fantasy Start of the Week.
Yeah, no go back for me this week, Casey. I shot all my bullets, and I came up a little short again. My woeful fantasy team is now 0-4, although remarkably, I could be 4-0, almost. This week, I had Roethlisberger. It wasn't enough because Julio Jones was doing his thing on the other side. Not good. What about your go back, Case?
Yeah, I thought I was making a wise decision picking up Kobe Fleener to go against your Chargers.
No.
Saints put up 35 points. Kobe Fleener, 1.9, dude. I should have left Marty B in there. He would have gotten me a 10 and just didn't get much production, dude. I hate on Thursday night. I had Jarvis Landry going. Only got me a 6, and then you're just kind of in a crappy mood all weekend until you get to Sunday's game. You're like, God, he blew it for me. Could have played Manny Sanders. Got the pay dirt yet again. So I lost my game, but my opponent, he had a bonehead move. He left Matt Ryan and his 43 points on the bench, but he was still able to get the win. Damn it, Cookie. Get you next time, punk.
Tragic error. All right, let's move it along. The survivor pick, or like we like to do, the three strikes and you're out pick, Casey, for this week. How did you do? Who did you pick, and how did you fare?
I went with those Lions, dude. It's a lock, baby. The Lions over the Bears. Wrong. The Brian Hoyers went in there. They beat Detroit 17-14. Dave, I'm down to just one strike, and I'm thinking about just picking a team I know that's going to lose this week and just be done with it. But the way it's going for me, if I pick a loser, it's probably going to win. So I don't know what to do.
Exactly. You can't get those right. Casey, I lucked out again. I am unblemished in the survivor. I had Washington over Cleveland. Cleveland made it a little exciting there in the first half, but Washington took care of business 31-20.
You feel pretty good with all your strikes sitting there in your pocket, don't you?
So far, so good.
I was once like you, Dave. I was once like you.
You know, once they start coming, they start coming fast.
Let's get to these week 5 matchups, Dave. Go ahead and get us started.
All right, it's the Bills at the Rams. Rams at home in Los Angeles, favored by 2.5.
Yeah, both these teams playing some pretty good football. Bills 2 in a row, Rams 3 in a row. Ever since they fired Roman up there in Buffalo, they've been given a heavy dose of Shady McCoy. They're going to need to keep that going, man, but that's going to be tough sledding against that Rams defense. We mentioned Case Keenum finding a way to get it done, man. It is going to be a rocking crowd at the Coliseum, babe. I'm stoked for this game. Let's go ahead and keep it out west, Dave.
Yep.
In the AFC West, your San Diego Chargers at the Oakland Raiders, and the Raiders at 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, the Raiders playing some good football, and they're winning games late. A couple of those games, really awesome late victories for the Raiders. They're a lot of people's pick to be one of those teams that finally arrives. They seem to be on track and at home playing real good football. The Raiders are 3-1. Chargers come in with the exact opposite thing on their resume, choking away games late. Chargers dropped to 1-3 last week with another stunning late game loss. Hopefully this is a little change, but kind of easy to predict where this one might go. Raiders playing some good ball right now. Okay, Case, move it along.
Just turn it off at halftime.
Maybe even halfway through the third quarter or so, or early fourth quarter, we'll be fine. All right, Case, moving along. It's the Bengals at your Cowboys. Bengals on the road in this one, but favored by 1.
Yeah, that Bengals squad, man, that's a solid squad. We saw what A.J. Green did last Thursday night. But how about the Cowboys, dude? Just finding ways to win. Last year only won one game without Tony Romo. They've done 3 so far. Dak Prescott has been so awesome. They really got the run going last week, even with a couple of starters off the line. And the defense, man, going to get a little pass rush help. DeMarcus Lawrence coming back from suspension. Hopefully he can get to the quarterback a little bit. And how about my boy Mo Claiborne, dude, finally showing some of that talent and some of the ability that they drafted him for. He's healthy. He's playing like it. I'm hoping the Cowboys get this win. All right, Dave, Sunday night football. Giants at the Packers. Packers 7.5-point favorites.
Yeah, and the Giants on a 2-game losing streak coming into this one after starting the season off pretty good. And the Pack, they are coming off a bye. Both of these teams, though, have lost to Minnesota in the conference. And so even though maybe not, you know, it's early to say, oh, this is kind of one of those big games, but maybe some playoff implication in this one down the road as these teams are trailing in their divisions, maybe facing each other for a wild card spot. So it could be an important game, and 2 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks there dueling it out in Lambeau. All right, Case, it's Monday Night Football. It's the Buccaneers at the Panthers. Panthers at home favored by 6.
Yeah, Buck's not really taking that next step like everybody had anticipated there. Jameis Winston's really got to clean up the play. He's shown flashes, but way too many interceptions, man.
Yep.
Not going to get it done that way. And the Panthers, bro, this is the defending NFC champs, man. They're out to a 1-3 start. They've got a lot of ground to make up, and they might have to do it without Superman. This guy's taken a beating this year. Started week one, and it's kind of been getting worse every week. Left the Falcons game last week with a concussion, dude. If that continues, he's not going to make it a full 16, and they have no shot without him. But turn it around on Monday night at home. You're going to have the fans. It's going to be rocking, baby. That's a nice place to start. So the defense has got to step it up, too. They haven't been that good either.
Can the Bucs bring that horrible weather on the road with them?
Right? 2 weeks in a row. Come on, bring it with. It's like the 12th man. All right. Hey, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe to the Football Radio Show YouTube channel. Got a ton of awesome content there. And if you like using your peepers for checking out football stuff, go ahead and hit us on Instagram, too. You will not believe your eyes. That is going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. Visit us at footballradioshow.com. He's Dave. I'm Casey. Enjoy week 5, people. We're out.